Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get into power rankings a little bit later. I want to continue this conversation about young coaches getting a chance, because I think it's okay to agree to disagree, because it goes back to when we interviewed Cotrero, I think, earlier in the season, and he kept pulling Noah Cameron. How do you know if you don't know? Kind of like head coaches. Like, Liam Cohen seems to be doing okay. Offensive coordinator.
I mean, laid an egg last week, though.
Sure.
It jury's out, but it is looking good so far. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. Jury's out. Right.
I mean, you got to back that Chiefs game up with a big one, right? Like, right. You just beat the Chiefs. Who did they face this past week?
Seattle.
Yeah.
Lost. Seattle's good.
Scored.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
12 points or whatever it was.
Seattle's got a good defense and a really good offense.
And they'll play in London.
Yeah.
The Rams this week.
Yeah, they play that early game this week.
Yep, 8:30.
Rams and Jags in London this week?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the back-to-back weeks that the Jags are over there now?
I guess, well...
They get residency. So
yeah, they do. Yeah, they're at the Sphere.
Yeah,
got a bye after this week, so I guess not.
Oh, maybe not. Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have the bye in London and then play again. Oh, my God, that'd be awful.
There's only two byes, right, this week, Minnesota and Buffalo?
I believe so. Light bye week.
Yeah.
Good.
And,
yeah, great.
Yeah, perfect.
I think the byes should all be week like 8 to 12. Just force byes for everybody in those four weeks. You know, these week early byes are stupid.
And then you've got that absolute banger on Thursday night of Cincinnati and Pittsburgh.
I can't wait for that game.
82 years old is the combined age of both quarterbacks, the two oldest in the league.
I've not watched really a minute of Aaron Rodgers play for Pittsburgh yet this year, so I'm kind of excited about that, to watch that for a little bit.
But you go to these coaches' hires, and I think that is kind of the way of the game, because you don't see a lot of older coordinators. And you could also say...
You don't have to be a coordinator, though, to be a head coach. I don't think that has to be the logical step. I think that's a misstep that a lot of teams do make. Well, he called good plays. He's a coordinator. I don't really care about plays. I'd rather have, you mentioned to me yesterday, like Dave Tobe, right? The special teams coach. And it was almost like, where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? You're like, where have all the special teams coaches gone? You know, like John Harbaugh.
Yeah, John Harbaugh, special teams coordinator.
You know?
You're able to relate to both sides of the ball. You're able to talk to all the players.
Right. And that's big. What were you going to say about Tommy Callahan?
Well, I mean, you were bringing up Andy Reid and kind of his road to where he got, and I'm kind of looking at Brian Callen, and obviously no Andy Reid comparisons were made in Nashville, but when they were hiring Brian Callen, it was like, okay, this is a guy whose dad has been an NFL head coach. He grew up in this business.
Yeah.
He's worked his way up, right? UCLA, a graduate assistant, went to a high school in California for a couple of years as a quarterback's coach, a coaching assistant, then an offensive quality control coach. Then he makes it over after Detroit and make multiple stops to there to get to Cincinnati to finally become their offensive coordinator for a few years till he finally gets hired. So the way I agree with where you're coming from, what a coach should be and how we should look for this. But I think it's easier said than done, because a lot of what you're talking about with Andy Reid, I think, was described in Brian Callahan when they hired him. You know, young but really experienced. He grew up in this. He's done the grind. He's been to small schools, big teams.
On paper, he sounds like a great coach.
That's it,
he really
right?
does, right? But then that's when you have to go through the interview process. And also, too, like, and not to give Brian Callahan any sort of pass, but that organization is dead from the neck up.
It is, yes.
And when you look around, like the Chiefs were dead from the neck up before they hired Andy Reid, right? You needed to bring somebody in. That's what Tennessee needs to come in, because I think Andy Reid, maybe his best coaching job, guys, was with Clark Hunt and telling him how we need to do things around here to be a premier franchise in the NFL. And he's like, I just came from Philadelphia. We were really good. I've got that experience. You guys here, I mean, the way 2012 went down with everything that happened in 2012, you need a refresh. You need to hit the reset button. Follow my lead. And I think a lot of people did. Even his bosses followed his lead, because that was Andy Reid, and he had that history of success. The Callahan thing does fall a little bit outside of my theory, because I look at Shanahan and I look at McVay, both guys who grew up in football, right? Sean McVay's grandpa was the head coach of the New York Giants. Obviously, we know the situation involving Kyle Shanahan, but Mike Shanahan was not a good coach his first time out. He didn't get good till he went to Denver. He was with the Raiders, got fired after a couple of seasons, learned his experience, moved on, became the head coach of the Denver Broncos. And as they say, you know, the rest is history. So if you were to tell me all that about Callahan, I'd be like, yeah, that's probably a pretty good hire. But is he a leader? Can he lead? Can he be credible? Can he be believable? And is he going to a franchise that is setting him up for success? Because so many franchises around sports now just are dead from the neck up. And I hate to use that term, but when you have a bad owner and they don't care about truly the product on the field, or they're meddling all the time and getting in the way, you're never going to have an opportunity to have success, no matter how much you try.
It's also a lot of bad general managers out there as well.
The hiring process that needs improvement as well.
Right.
Who hires, though? Does the GM hire, or is it ultimately the owner that hires? I don't know the answer to that question.
I think more often than not, it's the general manager.
If I'm the owner, I'm the owner, I want in on that though. I want to make sure that this is somebody that I can trust, right? And I understand like you're hiring your GM to make these moves and whatnot, but I would still think as the owner, I want to be part of it. And if I'm the coach, the biggest conversation that I'm having is with the owner. I'm not going to a situation where I have Amy Sistrunk or whoever it is down there, down in you know, Tennessee or the Bidwells or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. I've got to have a conversation with the owner if I'm going to take the head coaching job and go, why should I take your job? What are you going to do? Because you've been a genuine failure around this league. And now you want me to come in and put my life on the line and my kid's life on the line and move here and coach your team. What the hell are you going to do as the owner?
Because what's the guy's name in Carolina?
Dave Canales.
We were ready to give up on him last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
And all of a sudden.
Rejuvenated Bryce Young that second
half. And we know that GM is terrible.
Who is their GM?
David Tepper, is that right?
That's the owner.
That's the owner, yeah. The owner,
he's the guy who threw drinks in the face of people,
he's
right?
He's tough,
too. Tepper's
rough. He sucks.
Yeah, he's not great.
Yeah.
But he's kind of coming around. And I also think that we're quick to judge, kind of similar to quarterbacks, we're kind of quick to judge coaches.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's had it. Now, I think we can all agree that we look at Aaron Glenn right now, we're like, eesh, maybe not.
Yeah. It's so overwhelming like that.
We look at guys like Mike McDaniels. We look at guys like Josh McDaniel, right? Or Mike McDaniel, Josh McDaniels. We look at those guys. Like, Josh McDaniels, great offensive coordinator, just not a great head coach. Romeo Crennel, probably a decent defensive coordinator, then became a head coach by a happenstance in that 2012 season that he mentions. Wasn't on the cards.
And he was terrible in Cleveland, too.
Mangini, same way, right? Like, just not that role. And I do think it is kind of a catch-22 in the NFL. Like, yeah, we've been burned before by your type, but how do you know this isn't different? How can I gain experience as a head coach? How can I not if I don't get the opportunity? And, yes, there are outliers in every situation. Mm-hmm. McVay worked, Shanahan's worked, and he was a coordinator in Atlanta, and maybe he learned a lot from that Super Bowl loss where they were up 28-3, and everybody's like, yeah, this is a Kyle Shanahan coming out party. And then he's been to two Super Bowls with the Rams. Or with the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Kevin O'Connell. You look at Dan Campbell.
Kevin O'Connell isn't as young as I thought he was. He's 40.
Oh, wow.
He's a man.
Yeah. Still so young, it feels like.
What was Dan Campbell doing? Was he OC?
I don't know that he was OC.
Tight ends coach at
tight
one
ends
point.
Tight ends coach, yeah. He was the interim coach at Miami for a hot minute when they fired Flores, was it?
No, I think it was even before that, maybe.
Before Flores.
Joe Philbin? Is it Philbin?
Oh, God, that guy, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was a wet fart.
Yeah, he sucked.
He looked like Smalls from Sandlot.
He really did, yeah.
You got a fireplace? Yeah, why? Throw that hat in it. Well, I don't really have another one. Well, here's another one for you.
Yeah, so... tight ends coach, interim coach, and then went to New Orleans for 4 years and was an assistant head coach / tight ends coach.
Yeah,
so,
assistant head coach, tight ends coach. Yeah.
Probably under Peyton.
Yeah.
2016 to 2020. So, Sean Payton for a lot of that.
So, you learn from a great head coach. You were the assistant head coach. You learned what it took to be a head coach. You weren't coordinating and worrying about that stuff. You were handling the tight ends like Tom Melvin does here, which why I remembered his name, I don't know. But, like, you certain things set you up for these jobs. Coordinating and calling plays is not the number one qualification for being an NFL head coach. You have to have people skills. You have to relate to people. Dan Campbell is an unbelievable relator to people.
Yep.
He's like Bill Self, man. That guy's a chameleon. Bill Self's a chameleon. Patrick Mahomes is a chameleon. Andy Reid is a chameleon. All the great ones are. They can go into any room and relate to everybody in that room, and everybody thinks they're one of them, right? No matter what room you go into, whether it's moms or dads or aunts or uncles or cousins or whoever it is, Andy Reid goes in, he can command that room, and everybody's looking. Dan Campbell's that way. I like Dan Campbell a lot. You know, I've been won over by Dan Campbell because he's that type of guy. I think I'm even more won over by Dan Campbell after that loss and seeing the way that they're still winning with those two assistant coaches gone. Because after week one, it was like, uh-oh, here we go with Dan Campbell. Now you're looking at Aaron Glenn, you're like, how the hell did they win with Aaron Glenn? Dan Campbell was a master.
Exactly.
He was a master class coacher with this. I mean, look what's going on in Chicago. Oh, my God, they stink. And Dan Campbell won with those two assistant coaches, right? So I don't know. I found more about Dan Campbell recently that I like.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I love Mike Tomlin so much. He's a leader.
I was about to say Tomlin is exactly who you're describing.
A leader.
And he was the linebackers coach in Minnesota.
Either that or defensive backs coach, yeah.
Tomlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was a linebackers coach for the Minnesota Vikings. Maybe got to D coordinator.
Maybe for a year. Maybe.
But I know linebackers was like his specialty. But yeah. So yeah, I also think one of the biggest important things with being a head coach in the league is the city that you're gonna, you know, embellish. And Dan Campbell was perfect for Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Nothing screams Detroit like Dan Campbell.
Yep.
It's like, I don't think Aaron Glenn speaks New York.
No.
Andy Reid was perfect for Kansas City.
Perfect.
Right? a guy that had gone through some adversities, a guy that had known that, you know, don't judge was like the thing they said, the guy that has a lot of that in his history, comes here after just a catastrophic season of everything that went on, and it's like, here's Andy Reid. All right, this guy's a lovable guy. And then you get a training camp, you're like, oh my God, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but perfect fit, though. Perfect fit here. Tomlin's the perfect fit in Pittsburgh. Kevin O'Connell may be the perfect fit in Minnesota, too.
I mean, you have to have some of that city in you as
you
well.
You do. It's a good point.
Coming up on the other side, we get to power rankings and why they suck here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Fesco, Mac, and Dusty with you for about another 40 minutes. Sometimes I enjoy power rankings. I do. It lets me know where
always
people...
Always fun.
Yeah. Obviously, college football has some work to do. Texas, Penn State, how you doing? Maybe Texas is turning around. Arch Manning starting to look a little better.
I hate to be the guy that says maybe they were right when they were all complaining about preseason rankings in college football. And I'm like, nah, they're good. They're fun. Yeah, maybe they were right.
You know, you just let it play out, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you look at this week's, and I think it's insane how, because I always listen, right? I always kind of look at the perspective of, for instance, example one that makes total sense. A lot of power rankings still have the Detroit Lions in the top five, as they should be. Their offense is fine. Chiefs, they played a road game against a team that was back against the wall. As Bob would say, they played with, you know, desperation. They know they got to get to week seven. That's when they get one of their biggest targets back on offense, and things will start to fall suit, right? Like, that's when things will – Detroit, their defense will get healthy. Those guys will come back. Now, that idiot Branch who got himself ejected or got himself suspended can't do that. Your defense is already hurt. But I understand why you would still have Detroit there. Detroit is a team that I think in January you will say – they're on their way to the NFC Championship game once again. I trust that.
Who else would you trust in the NFC now besides Tampa, right? That's it for me.
I'm putting Seattle in there.
Good call. Yeah.
I'm putting the Rams in there.
Say the Rams are for
me. I'm putting Minnesota in there. They've got Addison and Jefferson back. J.J. McCarthy will come back. Kevin O'Connell I trust as well in Minnesota. They have a bye week this week, so they can kind of get back to where they want to be. Washington, I know they just had a bad loss, but I think they still have enough to get together to kind of get going. I'm not going to get rid of Philadelphia. I'm not going to do to Philadelphia what people do to the Kansas City Chiefs and say they're washed and they're done. That's not happening. I think I trust in their team, but I'm getting close. To
I just don't trust their leader, you know?
Which is fine.
You know, and they just had another guy retire. I mean, like, people are jumping off that ship, so I don't know. But that's a good point by you. Like, if we're not writing off the Chiefs, we shouldn't be writing off the Eagles. And I think there's something to be said for that, but I also don't think the Eagles look that good. You know what I'm saying? Like, offensively, it's a struggle bus, man.
It just seems like SSDD with the Eagles every year, right? It's, again, the offense is the issue. Can Jalen Hurts throw the ball? Last year they did it, and they came back in the press conference, and Jalen Hurts sits down and goes, is that what y'all wanted? It's like, no, dude, that's not what we wanted.
Right.
We just want to know if you could do it.
Right.
And now you go into this year and you see the kind of the same thing happening. There wasn't a team or player meeting. There is or isn't an issue. Now they're saying there might be or there may not be fatigue from playing all the way to the Super Bowl.
I don't want to hear that nonsense, because we did 8 years of that and nobody was able to give us that an excuse. 1 year of playing all the way to the Super Bowl does not constitute fatigue. And if you feel that way, call Patrick Mahomes and he'll hang up on you.
Correct. And I know there's going to be a lot of people say, well, Seattle hadn't played anybody. Look at their schedule. Okay, fine. But their point differential is where I will judge you. And you are tied with the lead in point differential at 80 or not 80. I think it's I have it on my phone.
So you're beating bad teams, but you're really beating bad teams.
But you're doing it in the right way. It's absolutely. Like, you know, you're not winning 1-point games like, you know, the Chiefs excuse was last year, which now if you can just win, it's okay, which I guess the Chiefs were ahead of the curve there. But again, I look at these power rankings and ESPN power rankings had the Chiefs down 2 spots, but they moved the Lions up. How can you beat a team that you consider still good, still great, still having a chance to be a top 5 team in the NFL, which we all agree the Lions are good, and yet the Chiefs beat them 30-17 without their starting left tackle, without their starting wide receiver one, coming off a loss where they had 13 penalties against the Jacksonville Jaguars and losing 31-28, but yet there's a different standard. And they go down 2 spots.
Yeah.
And Pro Football Focus has them from 14th to now 9th. So big movement there. But again, like when you do the say it out loud test and you look at these teams, you're like, the Broncos are 7th? What gives you any sort of indication the Broncos are a top 10 team in the NFL right now when they don't have an offense?
Yeah.
And maybe that's the way the Broncos are going to do things this year. We are going to trust our defense, and maybe Bo Nix isn't the guy, but maybe Bo Nix can keep us in the game and not mess things up, and we can go out there and win games 17-10, or we can win games 20-17, and trust in that. And that's a thing that they think in their algorithm that can work. And if that's where you think a top 10 team is ranked in the NFL, then so be it. But I just don't understand how you can beat a top team. Yes, totally get it. They were without defenders. Then why is Detroit still in the top? Because they're going to be good, but yet the Chiefs aren't going to be good, but they're going to go down. I just, it's mind boggling. It's weird. And this is one of those weeks where it's okay to take a step back and be like, you know what? I'm not going to look at the rankings this week because I'd be mesmerized next week if the Chiefs win this game against the Raiders 31-10. And all of a sudden goes, well, here we go again, because I thought Colin Cowherd said it best when he talked about how the Chiefs are back.
Everybody's worst nightmare is now official. The Kansas City Chiefs, once again, are the best team in professional football. First 3 weeks, Mahomes was wobbly. They were averaging 20 points a game. And in their last 3 games, they're now averaging 32 points along with that defense.
He's not wrong on anything there. Power rankings. Okay, let's have a quick conversation about those. Power rankings to me are how Mac does his Max Pack. Who are the teams that are capable of winning? Who do you think, regardless of record, who are the best teams in the NFL? It's a power ranking. It's not standings. It's power rankings, right? Media companies have been cutting back a lot recently, right? We've seen that. Who's to say this isn't an AI-generated list? And they put into AI, list me all NFL teams from 1 to 32 based on who you think is best. And that's the list that AI came out with. Do we know that for a fact, that the power rankings put out by ESPN weren't AI-generated? And I'm not trying to make a joke about that. I know where the landscape of the media is these days. There's a lot of AI-generated articles on MSN or any homepage that you go to. Most of these articles are generated by AI.
It's everywhere.
And they're terrible, and they're awful. Media companies are cutting back left and right. Who's to say that this list wasn't generated by AI? And they said, list me the best NFL teams from 1 to 32. AI's thinking record, maybe.
Yep,
and they
standings.
Started standings and all that kind of stuff. And that's how they listed them. Or the other theory that I have on this, and this is a legit one, because everybody's lazy. What if this guy who put together the power rankings did it before the game, just assumed the Chiefs were going to lose to the Lions that night?
Mm-hmm.
Had a deadline on Monday at 5 a.m. and is like, I got to go to bed early. The kids are driving me nuts. I'm going to put my power rankings together. No way the Chiefs win this game. I'm going to drop them down. Chiefs won the game. Guy's power rankings come out because he was lazy and went to bed and didn't do his job the right way. And there we sit. Those are the only two logical things that I can think of to have the worldwide leader in sports, allegedly self-titled, go out there and have the Chiefs drop 2 spots in a power ranking where they may have played the best NFL game of the year when it comes to the opponent and how they played. Find me a team that has played a better game this year. No penalties, no turnovers, beat a good team, stopped a great offense, played phenomenally. Who's to say that guy didn't put that power ranking to bed before, you know, he went to bed and woke up in the morning and was already published? And he went, oh.
And he watched the first drive and said, ah, it's good.
Exactly.
Good to post.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good point, honestly, because I think it might have been the cleanest win all season. I mean, they made two mistakes, one of which was a fumble that Mahomes immediately recovered, and the second one was that missed PAT. That was it.
That was it.
Everything was perfect.
It was a flawless game.
Yep. They ran the ball well. They threw it well. Defense was great.
Yeah. I'm going to chalk it up to we're using AI way too much, and now ESPN, you're getting exposed. And even if they're not using AI, you better chalk it up to AI, because if you have a person that's that stupid, they need to be fired.
That's ridiculous. It better be AI. If it's a real person, that's sad.
Yeah.
So I did see a power ranking. It might be that one, Dusty, the ESPN one, that was just really ripping the NFL standings. Just rip the NFL standings and then put that into a power ranking, which, to your point, Bob, would be kind of an AI sort of thing to do.
So, Pro Football Talk's power rankings. Here's your top 10. Bucks, Colts, Lions, Rams, Steelers, Packers, Broncos, Eagles, Seahawks, Patriots.
I didn't hear Chiefs?
No.
Who was that?
From 1 to 10, Pro Football Talk's power rankings. So this is your boy, Florida.
Hey.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, consider the source.
Bucks, Colts, Lions, Rams, Steelers, Packers,
Steelers,
Broncos, Eagles, Seahawks, Patriots.
Yeah, that's a troll job by him. Clear troll job by Florio on that one.
Your next five are Bills, Jags, Chiefs, Falcons, Chargers.
Yeah.
At least you got the bottom three, right? Titans, Dolphins, Jets.
Yeah.
No, that's easy.
And the Titans went up a spot.
It's interesting.
So we're right next to the Falcons.
Yeah.
Us and the Falcons are the same level.
Yeah, with the Jags above them because the Jags beat them, fine.
But what's interesting about this week's power rankings from around the league, I don't know if you guys experienced this too, either people have the Chiefs as the best or somewhere in the middle, right?
Yep.
Like it's either one or the other. There's no consistency with this. Every human beings that I've seen all have the Chiefs in their top five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Robots, AI, fake, all have the Chiefs outside the top five. It's crazy. You watch Good Morning Football, they're doing their top five teams. Every person has the Chiefs in the top five.
Not Manti Te'o.
No, he had them five.
Oh, that's right.
Te'o had them five. Kyle Brandt had them two. And I think Garofalo had them one.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a litmus test. Do you know ball?
Yeah.
Where are you at right now?
And then you look at AI ESPN, and they've got the Chiefs nowhere to be found. And that's their new term, by the way. They are AI ESPN. Because all of their stuff has to be AI generated. It can't be real. Like, Ryan Clark's AI, too, right?
He's using AI to write his apologies that he has to make every week.
Yeah, right.
Well, according to his Twitter handle, he's the real Ryan Clark.
Oh.
Nothing lets you know you're more real than putting real in front of your names. But, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's like, I understand it if it logically makes sense. Like, I can't go on record and be like, Kansas City is the best city in America. It's not. To me, it's my city, and I love it, but it's not the best city. We all know that. And when you look at that and you see that,
That's a great conversation we could delve into.
You kind of look at it and you're like, oh, Dusty Likens, local Kansas City. Well, that makes sense. But what doesn't make sense is that Detroit is number two. Number three on your power rankings list, number three, right? They were number one. They dropped two spots to three. The Kansas City Chiefs were seven and dropped two spots to nine after beating the third team in power rankings. But it's their defense. Well, if that's the case, then you're dropping Detroit out because right now they don't have any power to show you that they're worth the rank. And the Chiefs should have power worth the rank because they've gained Rashee Rice back. And their offense is still rolling.
Yeah, that's why it's AI, because you're making all of these points that, like, any person could see. But when you ask AI to do your power rankings like AI ESPN does, that's why you come up with that stuff.
Yeah, I just don't understand. And I don't think they're always the end-all, be-all, but it is nice to see, like, where they are, because, like, the way I use them is by mixing throughout the season, like, seeing that, in week five, the Chiefs were the seventh best team in power rankings. And by week 14, who's number one? We may not even get to week 14.
That would be next week. You win this game 42-0, they're number one.
And the beauty about this is that this is going to create a conversation for next week.
Yep.
Because if the Chiefs do handle business like they should this Sunday against the Raiders at noon, I'm excited to see like where they rank after this. That, to me, is something that I'm interested in seeing. Because
yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what they do. Do they poo-poo a big win over the Raiders?
Right.
Because if you poo-poo a big win over the Raiders, then you really need to be celebrating this win over the Detroit Lions, because that's a major win for an NFL team.
And Bucky Brooks.
Oh, he stinks too.
Okay, did you see his top 10?
Yeah, not in the top 10.
No. Yeah, Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Green Bay, Detroit, Seattle, Denver, Washington, Philly. Okay, that's fine.
Yep. Again, maybe he put his into the AI machine before he went to bed the night before and didn't realize that the Chiefs dominated that game.
So you all think if they win this game, 35-0, whatever, the power rankings, we see a change?
I think they should, but I think we'll all hear, well, it's just the Raiders.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
But you can't, because they just smoked the Lions.
Yeah.
You know, like...
But you're using logic.
I know, I'm sorry, they're using AI.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But no, I'm serious. Like, if I hear one MF-er sit here and say next week on Monday, well, the Chiefs just beat a bad Raider team. What were you saying last Monday when they beat everybody's, you know, love child in Detroit, and they beat him 30-17 and never let him up for air after the first drive?
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying after that game, Bucky?
It's just fatigue, man. They don't want to admit.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
They don't want to admit it's on the table. Well,
but you know what? I'm not tired. I'm wide awake.
So we'll see. Chiefs Raiders coming up at noon on Sunday. No fantasy football show.
Nope.
So you'll have to tweet at Mac Morey 1745-83, whatever the name is. No, I'm kidding.
It's Make Outer 27. That's it.
So at Mac Morey, if you have fantasy football questions,
yeah, please do.
DMs are open. He would love to connect you that way. No fantasy football show this week because the Chiefs pregame show starts 3 hours before kickoff. So
let's go live at 9.
We're giving those guys a break. Only 3 hours before kickoff. Get your ass on there 4 hours early, Kling.
Yeah. So you can hear Josh Briscoe's pre and post game show on Chiefs Radio Network.
Will Binkley be on from like 7 to 9 a.m.?
Yeah. Oh yeah, baby.
We got to get Binkley on from 7 to 9 a.m.
He would do it.
Yeah.
I know he would. Just come in and do it, Jay. Just do it. Who's going to know? I will. I think it'd be great.
There's juice all over the place.
AI texter. The Chiefs dynasty is tainted, bro. Deal with it.
Tainted from what?
Mahomes is carried by the refs and Taylor Swift. Same number.
Did that come in on the text line?
It's the same number.
KC refs are running the NFL. Bills Mafia is better than your sorry franchise.
Yeah. How many Super Bowls do you guys have?
I saw a tweet the other day. And it was great. And somebody said, yeah, Patrick Mahomes has won 3 Super Bowls and Josh Allen hasn't. And some Bills fan come. He lost 2 as well. And somebody quote tweeted, goes, oh, so now this is where we are. Mahomes lost 2 Super Bowls. This is what it's come to now?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is.
For you.
How's it going in Buffalo?
He's lost 2, too.
How's your coach's fake glasses?
How's your team's... teams they've beaten 3-21.
That I wanted to get back to that. You brought up a great point. You know, people always look at the schedule and judge. Well, they haven't played anybody. That you play who you play. I've always been a big fan. But this one's different because everybody that's been good has beaten Buffalo on their schedule, and everybody that's been bad, well, they've taken advantage of. Whoop-de-doo. That's an 8-8 football team, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs get paid by the refs. Lions are better.
But it was 30-17. I saw the score.
Chiefs lost by the refs, not Detroit lose. Oh yeah, good. Okay, here we go. Detroit lose by the refs, not the Chiefs, bro. I mean, get it right.
Detroit lose by the refs.
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
Yeah.
Going to AI and saying, please send me a text that I can use at a radio station to criticize the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, Daryl. Do it when it matters in the playoffs.
Well, that's the other thing. What has Detroit done in the postseason, right? They've had many opportunities. This may be their year of going to the Super Bowl. They're a good team. They really are.
The NFC is wide open.
It is, but I just like them, and especially the helmet that they're going to be wearing this weekend. It's the Honolulu blue with the black lion. Oh,
yes.
My God. It looks awesome.
So good.
Brioche.
Yeah, I mean, it's gorgeous looking, right?
Best in the NFL. Some of the best jerseys.
I've always loved their jerseys. And I've always loved their jerseys because it reminds me of just Thanksgiving when that's the only time you saw them, you know?
Somebody goes, was that same texture, the one that was talking about baked goods?
Yeah. Scotty!
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Oh, boy. I love it, man. I'm here for it.
Would you guys agree that the NFC is better than the AFC right now?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I'd have to think about it. It seems like maybe it's shifting a little bit, but I still think all the good quarterbacks are in the AFC, right?
Yeah, I think the good teams in the NFC, I think the good quarterbacks are in the AFC.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, the good quarterbacks, I mean, Joe Burrow's out and Lamar Jackson's on a team
that's
kind of irrelevant.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And I'm not
CJ
a Daniel
Stroud.
We'll see.
Yep, not saying he's bad or anything, but
I'm just not a believer in Daniel Jones. I've got scar tissue built up over the years for that guy, so I just look at him and I'm like, I'm not buying what you're selling right now in Indianapolis. So who are the best teams? It's the Chiefs, and who's the second best? Is it the Bills? It has to be, right, by default at this point.
Max Pack, go listen to it, segment at 7:20. The Rams, the second best team in the NFL.
Okay.
Then the Bills.
Then the Bills. So,
boy, the Packers fell off.
I know, man.
Inconsistency.
I'm a big Packers guy, too. They didn't make my top five.
What happened to them this week that you took them out of the list?
They just have not impressed me. They have not beat. I mean, we're talking about beating teams that you should beat handily or taking care of business or even, you know, just winning games that you should win. I mean, the tie against the Cowboys, they just have not looked. This was supposed to be like one of the best defenses. They got Micah Parsons. They haven't shown any of that.
No, they really haven't. And that first game of the year, too. I mean, they kind of blew out their Jets. Everybody thought that was going to be it, you know, and they may have peaked.
They tied with Dallas. Dumbass.
Babus. Like, that's a tie, and it's like kissing your sister. Hey.
Where was that Bills guy in the first 3 weeks of the season? Probably saying the Chiefs are washed. Yeah. Now the Chiefs are getting paid by the refs. Which one is it, Kyle?
Your sister's hot.
That's funny. Somebody gets the text of the day, though. You know, the refs, or didn't know the refs told St. Brown to drop that pass.
That's true. I didn't know they told the Branch to punch somebody, or, you know.
Yeah, where was that energy for the entire game, Branch?
Yeah, or to not get set on a illegal motion penalty. I'm sure the refs told them not to get set so they could call that penalty, right?
I do agree with these two texts. I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. He's caused me to pay attention to the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah!
How Baker's could you great. Not be a Baker Mayfield fan? I'm going to ask that question every day.
I mean, ever since he grabbed his hog on the sideline,
absolutely,
Kansas,
it was like, fantastic.
Hey, Baker!
But say you were turned off by that because you're a Kansas fan. You're like, I can't believe he would do something so inappropriate in front of the children.
It wasn't in front of the children.
No, it was at the stadium. But there may have been kids. Stop. You know how people react. They get offended pants.
It was Kansas that affected the children to start. They told him not to shake his hand at the meeting.
Yeah, Baker's being a sport.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, oh, you don't want to shake my hand? Shake this.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Not to the children, but to the KU athletics.
That's right. So I'm sure there's some Kansas fans that will never like Baker Mayfield. But how? It's take that out of the equation. This kid grew up really poor, by the way. I don't know if you've read the story. They slept in their car when Baker Mayfield was growing up. I didn't know that. Yeah. So he comes from humble beginnings. Went and did a really great career in college, obviously. Turned the freaking Browns around, and then they Browns that all up and, you know, got rid of him. And then he goes to Carolina and had that year in L.A. and Carolina where it was all a mess for him, and he was down in the dumps, and he fought his way back and battled back. And now, like, Baker Mayfield is like that's America. I mean, it's honestly an American success story there, and people don't like this guy. I love the guy, man. I think he's awesome.
I love him, too. He's the recipient of my worst sports take ever.
Which is?
Not an NFL quarterback. 3 years ago, he is not an NFL quarterback.
My worst sports take may be on the exact same topic. When years ago, when Baker and Pat came into the league, I said Baker will have a better career than Mahomes. That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad, too.
Pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Nick Wright told Colin Coward that if Baker Mayfield wins MVP, he's got to host the herd. Because you remember the backwards hat saga and Colin and all this stuff about Baker.
Oh, yeah, he had a backwards hat.
Yeah.
That's right.
And now this whole season on the herd, Colin's been like, look, I got it wrong. Baker, he is. He's good.
That's cool. But see, that's the thing. Colin admits that he was wrong on that, and nobody's talking about that. They're all talking about, hey, you had the backwards hat, you know? Like, hey, I screwed that one up.
I can see Colin be like, Baker Mayfield is like onions. You don't like him at first. You don't give him a chance. You think they're gross because people tell you they're gross. And then you try and go, you know what? I like onions. And you incorporate other things. He's good.
It'd be like Binkley with Josh Simmons.
Yeah, I hate that pick. Hey, but you know what? I told people about Noah Williams.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. That guy's an idiot, man.
Don't forget Monday's Football Mondays. Hello. That's the wrong read. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. Oh, boy, I'm lost right now. The NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 7 matchup between the Vegas Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming back on the other side, we get to our poll question and wrap this show up on a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
lot of times in life, people will tell you to play the hits. It's crazy how, I don't know if it's ironic, I guess it would be ironic, that some of the best things we've ever done have nothing to do with sports.
Always is.
I remember our buddy Lynn downstairs, she's always a sweetheart to us, and she came in one day, she goes, I don't know what it is. Ever since you said your grandmother's foot looks like an English muffin, I can't get that out of my head. Nothing to do with sports.
No.
Lewisburg and cider.
Right.
Nothing to do with sports. Mac making out with his fiance all the time. Not sports. I would too. Not going to lie.
I just want to win, Jim.
I'm a lucky man.
No doubt. I mean, everybody knows what Tuesday means. For Bob and Jen.
That's the stuff that people will always
remember.
It's
called relatable.
Yeah, it is. It's relatable stuff. And that's what makes it fun, you know, because we were going over the words that my kids are telling me I need to know these days. And everybody in their car is going, yeah, my kids are saying that. My kids are saying this. And then you got one guy who wants to bake brownies, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or s'mores or whatever it was.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get all your talk cheese, talk sports. Because I told Vern it was his birthday on October 10th. And in classic Vern's way, I said, hey, Vern, love you, buddy. Happy birthday. Thanks, man. Talk Chiefs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But that's funny because Binkley and I used to do that all the time. Just text back and forth and, you know, just text talk Chiefs. Because that's the way it used to be, you know, back in the day. Well, just talk Chiefs and everybody would be happy if you talk Chiefs. And so it became a big thing, talk Chiefs, right? And as we've grown and matured and realized, like, life happens, you know, while you're watching sports, you can talk about those things. It's okay. And it's fun at times to talk about some of that stuff. And it's really fun, too, for me when people get mad when we talk about that kind of stuff, like legitimately mad. I guess I don't have that part of my brain. I don't think you guys either as well, where you can get like irrationally mad because the show that you're listening to isn't talking about exactly what you want to be talking about at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And they're having some fun and laughing about 6-7 and Riz and all this kind of stuff. And you are so insulated in whatever it is that you do that you have no idea that life is actually happening out there. And you just want to sit here and talk about, you know, whatever it is that you want to talk about when the rest of the world has life going on. Get life experiences,
because
s'mores guy.
The best part about it was, and why we bring this in, the best part about today's show, probably, at least in my opinion, was we got a text during the time that we were talking about Bob's kids using all these words. It was at 7:53 a.m. and it said sports radio, ? And, you know, you click to respond and engage with your audience. And the text before they had sent that said, at 11:25, Cody and Gold time, graham cracker base ice cream with cookie dough. Tastes a lot like a snickerdoodle. Sports radio? Mm-hmm. ? Well, it seems like food was on your mind before that.
Right.
So, yes.
Well, if it's on my mind, then it's okay to talk about. But if it's not on my mind, Dusty, then it's not okay to talk about. Haven't you been around here now for 10 years?
Yeah, I just think that, it's this. Today's episode should just be titled Snickerdoodle.
Yeah.
soft and satisfying. Crazy.
Here's a cool rumor. I want to throw this one at you, right? Got Yahoo Sports Dan Wolken believes James Franklin would be a great fit in North Carolina.
Here we go.
I mean, if Bill Belichick doesn't return next season.
Next season, week 10. I would love to see... that's a cool spot to go. Low expectations.
Very, yeah.
Beautiful part of the country, at least in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful campus, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Tobacco Road, you get Carolina-Duke rivalry in the offseason. I wouldn't mind it.
And that's an adult in the room, too, I think, with James Franklin after having whatever's going on there right now, right?
Yeah. B-Dub just texted, talk hump day, 6-7.
Hump day.
Mike.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of texts now from the stuff that we've done on the show, non-sports related.
Yes, really
of course. Great. That's what people remember. They don't remember our terrible sports takes unless they're really bad, you know.
Somebody says, I ate a Hershey's bar yesterday and went down a rabbit hole of all the stupid crap Specs said over the years. Somebody says, I always remember the voice message Dusty got from some dude wanting to go to Dusty's house.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
I hope to the Lord that man does not find where I live.
See that guy that's been walking around every night that you're like, who is that? That's him.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, those blinds get shut about 6:40 every night.
Now they do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it gets dark early, you know. And then somebody says, I don't understand the BBL stinky drop. Well, this was where it came from.
There's a rumor that, like, my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink. And it's just like, the thing about me is I'm very, very anal. Funny. I'm very anal about how I smell.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know who made the rumors that BBL stink, but it's like, it doesn't stink. Well, how would a BBL stink if you don't got no open wombs? Why? Because your ass is fatter? You can't clean a fat ass? You don't know how to clean a fat ass?
You do.
I do.
I do.
I mean, it's the most amazing soundbite I think we've ever played.
BBL stinky. BBL stinky. BBL stinky.
Ugh. My BBL doesn't stink. Who made up that rumor? And Dusty immediately points to me. Yeah, exactly. But that was the rumor out there that, who was it? Stephon Diggs, right?
Yeah.
Said her BBL was stinky.
Oh, boy. It is our job to give you one last update of the Fesco and Dusty poll question. So.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yep. So on Twitter or on X, it is the Wednesday poll question of the week from Fesco and Dusty. Ourselves, we ask, of course, Rashee Rice coming back to this offense. Can't wait. Tomorrow there'll be more conversations to be had about what this offense can look like.
Well, Patrick speaks today, right?
He does. Yeah. And he joins CDOT and Rob from 2 to 6 today. But we asked the question because of Rashee Rice. How can you make this kind of more fun? What is the best rice option? White rice, Spanish rice, combination, fried rice, cilantro, lime rice. With the show coming to an end, the winner in the clubhouse is... combination fried rice at 47.8%.
No, not even 50% of the vote. So it really was a split vote. What came in at number two?
Cilantro lime rice at 25.1, Spanish rice at 15.3, and then white rice at 11.8.
Mm.
So, I mean.
You think the snickerdoodle guy voted for the white rice?
Nah, he's probably too worried about talking sports.
Mm-hmm.
These rice and cookies and words.
That guy backed into a bush faster than Homer Simpson.
He really did. Yeah, he never responded back to you, did he?
Well, I'm sure we'll get some action tomorrow. We're always a new day. Sun rises in the east, sets in the west. That's another funny email that went out that I became a victim of very fast. Hey, Dusty. Yes, sir. Do not hit reply all every time. Yes, sir. Now I refuse to hit reply all. Well, we have a reply all guy, but that's dissipated.
That has dissipated. Josh did that on accident one time. Have you ever heard that story where he replied back to this PR guy? I think he was only responding to me and our boss.
Oh, boy.
And Spec. And Josh is like, tell this mother bleeper to stop email.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Failing us. It was to that guy. He got it. Do you think that guy stopped emailing?
No.
No.
Why would you? Tomorrow's show loading at Ben Maller. Got Nate Taylor. We'll talk about what Andy Reid can continue to prove his word, because he said something last week that I thought paid homage to this last game. We'll see if that continues. Chiefs Raiders get closer and closer to Sunday at noon. But hey, every single day, do your job. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.